This is the Game Act Online for Christmas Day, December 25th, 2005, Episode 14.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want?
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for today. I want to go ahead and wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah for all my Jewish friends. I hope you had a very happy Christmas. I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, so I don't know what I have received for my Christmas, but I hope you got what you wanted. Hopefully you got a nice MP3 player so you could listen to this podcast. I also want to go ahead and tell you about the Seattle. It's going to be having a game conference in February. You can go ahead and go to our website for a link to the event. It only costs $45 right now, so I'd recommend you go ahead and pick up your tickets right now. We're going to be having a lot of game developers there, so you can go ahead and meet up with them and talk to them about being a video game programmer, and also going to have discussions about resumes. Unfortunately, no food, so that's a bummer, but oh well. Well, that's all the news I have for today. Let's go ahead and let's go to the video game news now. Jack Thompson becomes a shareholder for Take-Two Interactive. Florida lawyer Jack Thompson is at it again this week. Jack Thompson purchased stock in Take-Two Interactive, the makers of Grand Theft Auto series, so he could attend the company's shareholder meetings. Jack hopes to attend the meetings to talk about his grievances with Take-Two president Paul Eibler. This is not the first time Jack Thompson has done this. In 1992, Jack did the same exact thing with the Time Warner Company and wrote his experiences about it in a book called Out of Harm's Way. Our next news story, three people arrested for selling modded Xboxes. Two employees and another man were arrested for selling Xboxes with mod chips and 250GB hard drives inside them. The company, Acme Game Store, sold Xboxes priced from $225 to $500. One example given was a $265 Xbox that came with a mod chip, a hard drive, and 77 pirated games installed on it. The three men are charged with a felony count of conspiracy to commit copyright infringement and to violate the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. A hearing is scheduled in federal court in Los Angeles in late January. Our next news story, judge blocks California violent game law. A California judge had blocked a violent game law that would have made it illegal for retailers and rental stores to sell or let kids under 17 rent mature-rated games. U.S. District Judge Ronald White blocked the law because he felt that it was no strong link between violent video games and violent children, and that the wording of what is a violent video game was too vague. In a Mercury News article, Speaker Pro Tempore Leland Yee, a child psychologist, who wrote the video game bill that was signed into law in October 7th, calling the ruling simply a temporary pause, he said he believes common sense will prevail over corporate profiting. Our next news story, Nintendo sues over Pokemon gene name. Medical researchers have changed the name of a cancer-causing gene late last week. Researchers at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York named a cancer-producing gene Polk Ethroid Myeloid Ontogenic, or abbreviated to be Pokemon. Pokemon USA, the owner of the Pokemon franchise, threatened to sue over the abbreviation and forced the researchers to change the name. The name has been changed to ZBTB7. Our next news story, Xbox Live players receive a free discount card. Microsoft wants to thank all of you who have purchased one or more years of Xbox Live by giving you a free Xbox Live Diamond Card. The Diamond Card will give gamers discounts at stores, restaurants, and retailers. And our final news story, GoldenEye Source is released today. GoldenEye Source, a mod for Half-Life 2, goes alpha today. This mod is supposed to be perfect rendition of the GoldenEye video game for the N64. Please visit the link and download the mod. Okay, that's our news for this week. Let's go ahead and let's get to our top rentals from Gamefly.com. Number 5, Half-Life 2. Number 4, Condemned: Criminal Origins. Number 3, Gauntlet: Seven Sorrows. Number 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2. And the number 1 game, Gun. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top sales in Japan this week. Number 5, Tomagachi no Puchi Puchi Umi Sechi by Bandai for the DS. Final Fantasy IV Advance by Square Enix for the Game Boy Advance. Mario Kart DS by Nintendo for the DS. Oide yo Doibutsu no Mori, which is the Animal Crossing over in Japan, and that's by Nintendo, and it's for the DS, of course. And Tales of the Abyss by Namco for the PS2. For the top sales in Europe, number 5, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire by EA, and that's for all systems, PC, Game Boy Advance, and the DS. Number 4, FIFA 2006 by EA for all formats. Number 3, Call of Duty, the Big Red One by Activision for the PS2, Xbox, and GameCube. Number 2, Peter Jackson's King Kong by Ubisoft for all formats. And the number 1 top-selling game in Europe, Need for Speed Most Wanted by EA Games, and that's for all formats. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our game release. We only have one game, and we're hoping that's going to be released this week, though it's probable that it will not be released till next year, but we'll go ahead and we'll say it anyway. It's the game of the week, Dead or Alive 4 by Tecmo for the Xbox 360. Well, that's it for all of our game news and releases. Let's go ahead and let's take a break. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
Hey, gamers. Do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Addict Hotline. Remember, we are a part of Edmonds Community College. You can visit us at www.edcc.edu. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia for the day. Our first trivia category, Atari Flashback 2.0. Okay, number one. This game had you fighting dragons while trying to get the treasure back to your castle, and had the first video game Easter egg. Number 2. This game had you shooting bugs, mushrooms, and spiders with a trackball in this port from the arcade. Number 3. This early platformer had you collect items such as gold, silver bars, and diamond rings while avoiding dangerous alligators, scorpions, and rolling longs in an unforgiving jungle. Alright, let's go ahead and let's go to our next category, hockey games. In the news today, these two companies are fighting for the rights to the sole ownership rights to make NHL video games. Number 2. This was the first NES hockey game to let you fight another player. Number 3. What system did the first hockey game come out on? Alright, let's go ahead and go to our next category. Since it's the Christmas season, I thought we'd go ahead and choose red and green. This Nintendo Game Boy series started with a Green Leaf game pack and a Red Fire game pack, so you could trade monsters with your friends. Number 2. These green and red plumbers first came together, had to fight crabs, turtles, and use a POW block when things got hairy. And number 3, this Nintendo series had you shooting red and green turtle shells at your opponents. Alright, let's get to our final question. In a recent article last week, people were talking about this famous comedian and movie actor being a huge Battlefield 2 player. What I want to know is, who is this movie star? Here's a hint. Nanu Nanu. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our commercials. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Come out and play! I can't! I'm playing Nut!
But this portable Nut!
What?
Yeah! It's a Nut you can play with outside!
PSP. It's like a Nut you can play with outside.
This is Jerry Worldwide,
bringing you podcasts
twice a week,
plus more vidcasts coming soon. Game Hype,
PHP, Adobe, and Flash Help.
Tag Pottery.
All coming soon.
Like Gen Y Season 2.
All this on Gen Y.
TECH4GENY.com.
Don't you know?
You can't get fresher than this.
Got to get a hooter.
And welcome back. Let's go ahead and let's get to our video game trivia. Okay, our first category was Atari Flashback 2.0. This game had you fighting dragons while trying to get the treasure back to your castle. And the answer is, what is adventure? Number 2. This game had you shooting bugs, mushrooms, spiders with a trackball in the port from the arcade. And the answer to that one was, what is centipede? Number 3. This early platformer had you collect items such as gold, silver bars, and diamond rings while avoiding dangerous alligators, scorpions, and rolling logs in an unforgiving jungle. And the answer was, what is pitfall? Alright, let's go to our hockey games. In the news today, these two companies are fighting for the right to make NHL video games. And the answer is, who are EA and Take-Two Interactive? Number 2. This was the first NES hockey game to let you fight another player. And the answer is, what is Blades of Steel? And then number 3. What system did the first hockey game come out on? And the answer is, what is the Odyssey? Alright, let's go ahead and go to Red and Green. This Nintendo Game Boy series started with Green Leaf Game Pack and a Red Fire Game Pack. And the answer is, what is Pokemon? Number 2. These green and red plumbers first game together had to fight crabs, turtles, and use a POW block when things got hairy. And the answer is, what is Mario Brothers? And number 3. This Nintendo series had you shooting red and green turtle shells at your opponents. And the answer is, what is Mario Kart series? Okay, let's get to our final question. In a recent article last week, people were talking about this famous comedian and actor being a huge Battlefield 2 player. I wanted to know who that was. The hint was Nanu Nanu, and if you know Mork and Mindy, then you would have known that is Robin Williams. Robin Williams, that's very crazy to think that even the older actors and older people are playing first-person shooters, and it will make you think next time you're playing Battlefield 2 and you get sniped, it could be Robin Williams sniping you. But that's going to be it for this week. I want to go ahead and tell you, please visit us at www.gameacthotline.com Or you can email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com if you have any comments, suggestions, any trivia categories you were thinking about us playing. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or Yahoo Podcast. But that's going to do it for this week. You can turn your video games back up, and you guys have a Merry Christmas. Bye, everybody.